What's going on, y'all? Welcome to Freedom of Mind. It's your boy Ray Will. Okay, on behalf of L, I don't know, L is just searching on his phone.
What's up, y'all? You already know it's L. I'm just, you know, dealing with a lot right now. If anybody is co-parenting out there, if anybody's, you know, handling certain situations with your children, man. Shout out to all the pops out there, the fathers that actually want to be in their kids' life, you know what I'm saying, that is constantly pursuing and trying to get what they essentially want out of life, and that's for their kids to have a better life and to be happy, man. Shout out to all the good fathers out there that are doing that. Shout out to all the good mamas out there. Shout out to all the people that choose to be level-headed as well, because I feel like that's the only way we can succeed in this world, is to be level-headed and know how to get along with one another, you know what I'm saying? And I know times get hard, but you know, you just gotta keep your head up. Turn Immortal, that's my brand, you know, it's an expression I always say, because any goal that you guys have out there, I want you to reach success. And my clothing line is dropping this month, like I said, so Success, Measure, and Live, that's SML clothing that I have launching this month. And when I say turn immortal, I really mean it. Like, when people say turn up or go hard or apply pressure, like, what I mean when I say turn immortal is like, go hard in anything you want to do. Reach any goal. Reach anything. So turn immortal out there. You already know it's your boy L. We got a lot in tune for this podcast. We got a lot in tune for Freedom of Mind. Please hit them socials. You know what I'm saying? We need more topics to discuss. We need more interaction for the fans, you know? We definitely want to build our brand better. We definitely want to get out to all the DSPs that are out there. I mean, just give us a chance to expand, fans, interact more. My boy Ray is going to go over them socials, but, you know, interact with us. Tell us what you want to hear. You know, Freedom of Mind is yours too. It's you as the fan that owns Freedom of Mind. If you guys have some things to say, we'll release it on the show too. If you guys have some advice that y'all need, or just anything you guys really want to talk to, you know what I'm saying, or talk about, just hit us. You know, you already know Shaman L.
He did that. Hey, check this out. Hey, hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and it's simply Freedom of Mind. And easy way out, Freedom of Mind. Just Google us at Freedom of Mind Podcast, right? Email us if you got anything to say, any suggestions, just like L brought out. You know, if you got any ideas for subjects, or you want to speak your mind, make your own speak your mind video, and send it on to us, man. We'll put it on the episode. Check that out. All right. So, freedomofmindpodcast@gmail.com. That's where you hit us up at. All right. So let's continue on with the show, y'all. We're going to talk about something that's really, like, sensitive, right? Really sensitive or whatever. And y'all just tune in, all right? Speak Your Mind is next, okay? What's going on, y'all? Hey, check this out. I ain't got nothing against interracial dating. It's a beautiful thing, actually. And we probably need it more in this country, in this society. You know, maybe that'll eliminate racism, you know. But I get irritated when, I'm just going to get to it. When, let's say, a black person, right? Black woman, black man, right? And I guess they're fed up with black people. And they're like, oh, you know, I'm going to go to a white person. I'm going to go to a white man. I'm going to go to a white woman. As if, like, that the problem I got with that is as if, like, that is the solution. Like, you know for certain that it's going to work out. You know for certain that you're going to have a happy marriage and everything's going to be great. Hey, what makes you think that they can deal with your ass, right? Maybe you're the problem. Or what makes you think you can deal with them? So, to me, it's an ignorant statement. It's it's ignorant, and it's like you're putting a whole like race of people just to fuck down. You even in a way you're putting yourself down. You know, so you know, have I dated outside my race? Yes, I have. But you know, it's not because I think that being with a white chick, a white woman, or a white girl is going to be automatically be better, or you know, a Hispanic woman or whatever. You know, I didn't have that mindset. You know, you expect for things to be organic. Like, well, you know, I was interested, and you know, it worked out, and it, you know, the feeling was mutual. You know, and then a lot of people would say that or whatever and make it seem like that. But no, most of the time that's bullshit. No, your ass was strategizing. You had something in mind. You think that you had some kind of advantage, and you tried to take advantage. So let's just keep it real, you know. And I wonder if people who date outside their race, do you ask the question? Do you ask the question like, why the fuck are you with me? You know, what's the real reason? You know, let's look at this. You know, Kanye West, Kim Kardashian situation. You know, like, what the hell was she even doing with Kanye? What the hell was he doing with her? Those are some of the basic questions I just wanted, just outside looking in. You know, I'm not in any business, but I'm just saying, you know, it's curious to me, you know. Those are the kind of questions, y'all. So, you know, let's keep it real. Let's keep it real, man. It's just, I hate hiding shit and all that or whatever, you know. I can't stand that. It damages the mind, you know, at the end of the day. All right? You know, this is Ray Will, and I'm speaking my mind, and I encourage everybody else to speak their mind. Freedom of mind, y'all. What's good with it? Yeah. So, I guess L, he watched the documentary. L be watching those documentaries, man. He be on it, and then I guess he do his little research so he can know what the hell he's getting into. And then if you want to discuss it with someone, he knows, you know, knows what the hell he's talking about. So he be doing his research. He be on that phone, man. He just be punching whatever it is that he be punching on there, man. He be on it, man. You know, so I commend him for that, you know. Kind of reminds me of me. So, hey, y'all. We're going to be discussing a little bit on this episode about some issues that this country has. Or how about just this whole continent, right? America got some issues. North America got some issues. And it's been around for a long time, right? And there's some issues that get addressed or that get talked about, and there's some that don't, you know. So America done already got R. Kelly, they got him. America done already got Bill Cosby, they got him, right? And everybody knew about it, but don't nobody know about this cat named Woody Allen, man. What, you know, what's up with that? Why don't nobody know about these cats, right? And yeah, I'm sorry I got to bring up race, but does race have to do it? Has anything to do with it? I think so. Okay, but then you got other factors, because it's usually not just one thing. See, when we talk about issues, that's why it's up for a debate, because there's many factors to why things are the way that they are. It's not just one thing, right? But the primary thing, it has to be race. But that's my opinion. Okay. But when we talk about creeps, right, that do all kinds of sick things to people, and they happen to be a celebrity, you know, and I don't want to turn this more into a race thing, but I just want people to understand how I feel and what I believe is what's going on. It's what I see. So that's my explanation with what I'm talking about, but let's slow down. So America has this issue, yeah, with racism. America also has an issue with pedophilia, right? And I know it's very sensitive, but hell, somebody got to bring it up. Somebody got to talk about it. It's a freaking issue, right? And people got to be held accountable, you know, because you know why people got to be held accountable? Because first of all, you can prevent it from happening again. And second of all, you can condemn the people and set an example like, hey, y'all, this is not cool. This is fucked up. And then the probably the primary reason It's because it messes people's minds up, man. It people aren't the same, right? The victims that went through it. So y'all not holding people accountable. They might turn around and do it again. They're probably doing it right now as we speak. So you got to get these people, man. And L, man, what you got to say about this, man? What you got to say about what did you learn from this documentary you're talking about? Because I never even heard of it, bro.
What's up, y'all? So, yeah, what I basically got to say is, man, I mean, everybody out there, all the audience knows that I got kids, you know what I'm saying? So when I see certain shit like this, you know, it really gets at me a lot of times because I'm sitting there like, so first of all, a dude that could sit there and adopt a fragile being that didn't necessarily have a good home life coming from the birth parents or maybe was adopted right out of the hospital. I mean, you gotta understand, this child was ripped away from a natural birth parents from jump. And from jump, that could have some psychological issues on kids. Now, you sit there and you groom this child, you treat her as your own, but then later on in the process, you know that this is your child that you've raised since a baby, you've adopted, you've taken the legal action to take care of this child, bring this child up, and you're gonna sit there and do this to this child. When you touch a child, any child, especially it being a daughter or someone that you claim that is your daughter, I have no respect for you. I have no respect for the pedophiles of the world or the molesters of the world or even the people that, you know, commit sexual assault on young women to get financial gain or to get ahead in life or, you know, or use their power, I should say, to tell these females that they will have financial gain, I'm sorry, or having a better leveled up in a job or whatever. I mean, there's things going on in corporate world and in America every day where a female gets abused or even a male gets abused, even a child minor young boy gets abused. A lot of stuff is happening from both sides, and I just feel like you're the scum of the earth. You know what I'm saying? So as I was watching this documentary on Woody Allen, like, this doesn't just pertain to him, but as I say, like, how do you as a person, you go through so many years with this child that you claimed, and you're gonna actually do some things like that? Where are these people's mind state is what I'm saying? Are they clearly in their right mind, or they're delusional, they're sick, they need help? But I don't like that plea. I don't like for them to cop that plea. You know what I'm saying? I don't like for them to have that plea of insanity so they can miss jail. No, you're going to be perjured. You're going to go through the court system and really feel what it feels to be abused. You're going to go through that jail, and whatever happens to you, whatever happens to you. Because karma is a motherfucker. I feel very passionate on this subject. I mean, we just had an open conversation, you know what I'm saying, about this. And it's just like, it's nerve-wracking to me, right? Because it gets on your nerves when this has been in the public eye for about 30-plus years and nobody seems to really acknowledge it as much. Nobody really seems to acknowledge it, but then we have children that are being affected later on. We have children with intimacy issues with their partner. We have children that grow up and think that what happened to them could be their fault. We have children that grow up with psychological issues where they'll have tremors or they'll experience nightmares and issues. You gotta realize things that are done to children growing up and in their adolescent age really will affect them later on in life, or the shit they seen, right? I seen a lot of things in my household that had fucked me up for years, and I'm still fucked up over it. You know what I'm saying? I've seen domestic abuse. I found needles. I've seen SWAT team go through my grandmother's house at like 5 years old. And I've seen a lot of shit, even in my older years. I've been misused by the police and woken up in the middle of my night and kind of showing that my constitutional rights have no effect. Right? I could be yanked out of my house and no charges will be committed. I could be banged against the wall, cuffed. Anything can really happen to me as a young man of color, as a young man in America, right? And I say all these things and all this traumatic shit that I've seen. I mean, come on, somebody seen a dead body in their life, or I've seen 2-3 dead bodies in my life. I've seen a plug being pulled on someone that's very close that I would not bring up. I've seen seen a suicide. I've seen brains splattered, shoes that flown off, and I can smell it to this day. I've seen a kneecap bone come out of this man's knee, and his whole insides opened up from a 10-story garage building. I've seen my uncle's body imploded after the many gunshots that he suffered from the back. I've seen a dog die in front of me when I was younger. Never really knew what to say about that, right? Never knew what to say when I seen certain shit like that. Like, is this normal? The dog just went out and fucking tongue came out of her mouth, and her eyes was as wide as a notebook. You know what I'm saying? She was as dead as night. As an 8-year-old kid, you don't really process that. As an 8-year-old kid, you don't, or even at a younger age, at 5 years old, you don't process glass and things being thrown around and people being angry and people putting hands on each other. You don't process that shit. Everything that people do to children at a younger age will affect them later on in life. I have emotionally scarred issues from a lot of shit I've seen. I have domestic issues from the shit I've seen, from the violence I've seen. So I say this to only say this. A lot of things can affect these children. A lot of things can affect many children in the world. And we have a lot of cases like this, especially with adopted children. And it's very sad. It's very sad that a lot of caseworkers don't put no light to it, because the overwork with caseloads and stuff with child services. It's very sad that a lot of parents have to go through with this. It's very sad that a mother has to go through with their father of their kids being abusive, or it's very sad that the father that is trying to pursue his children, that pays financially, that does everything for his children, is very sad that he has to go through with the mother of his kids committing perjury in court, or doing all these, saying all these lies, or just keeping them away from the children that he's seen since birth come out of her, created this life, and continue to not even eat at sometimes because he'd rather give the last $400 to his kids. I mean, come on, guys. In the world, we all got to understand how far parents will go for their children, and some shit that they just don't want to see for them, some shit that they don't want to carry from their lives into their children's lives growing up. We all got to understand these upbringings. We all got to understand these homes that some of these children come from. And then later on in life, it leads a domino effect. These children, you don't know what could happen later on. You don't know whose other lives they could affect because their lives have been affected. But nobody really sees that, right? Nobody really sees that. And I'm not saying there's a reason for a lot of school shootings. But on some occasions, you see these abused kids. You see these abused kids suffer so much abuse that they grab an assault rifle and kill at least 50 to 60 students in one setting. Columbine. All these shootings that we hear about. Virginia Tech. I'm not saying there's always a reason, but a lot of times there is. And that goes back to the home life. When it summarized it and goes back down to this Woody Allen situation, or anybody that's an abuser, who abuses a child. It's a domino effect. What you do affects the kid in the next life. Why do you do what you do? If people are religious people, which they claim, but they do certain stuff to children, especially children that you claim you loved or you groomed, I have no respect for you whatsoever. What so fucking ever. And I think you should get whatever you deserve, especially in jail. We have a saying for child molesters in jail, right? That's booty call right there. Because you're going to get the same action as what was done to that child that you did that to. Whether it's broomsticks, whether it's handles, you're going to get some chivs in your ass. Child molesters, rapists, sexual offenders. If you so much as think that it's okay to show your thing in public. Now, I want to make an example, like, it's both genders that can do this, right? As a young student in high school, I mean, shit. I used to think the other way. Like, I thought it would be cool for a teacher to have sex with a student, right? Especially me being the dude. But then I really thought, that kid's gonna be fucked up for the rest of his life, right? Of course. Because he was abused. He was taken advantage of by a higher gain, by an older woman, which he can interpret in older relationships, that he only can have intimacy with older women, or he can only have intimacy that's of aggressive or violent nature. And that's when you get into things like BDSM, sexual content that you need chains and spankings and all that. A lot of kids get fucked up after having an experience with an older woman that they're not really, their emotions are high, they don't know if this woman really loves them. So it, a boy child can suffer the same as a woman child, and it goes both ways. So I sit there as to say and ask the audience, what do you guys really feel about this whole situation, especially with the Woody Allen situation, how he groomed this poor little girl, adopted her since she was a baby, and was and did this to her at such a young age, I believe 7 years old. Just comes to mind what type of sick people we have. And it comes to, and it goes back to our last episode when we talk about polygamy and stuff, and a lot of sexual assault within the home goes on in that cult. Because I won't call it a religion. I refuse to call it a religion. But don't get it fucked up. A lot of religions, like the Catholic Church, have a lot of problems where they misuse the choir boys. It's a very slippery slope. And I ask the audience to just sit there and at least open your eyes to the awareness, right? Look beyond the color of this person and just look at the person and the psychological issues within this person, or look at what causes this person to do what he's doing or she's doing. I don't care if you're black, Hispanic, Chinese, I don't give a fuck. You hurt a child, you assault a child, or you do anything of that nature, you should be equally wronged for everything as well. Well, this goes beyond race. As a human being to another human being, if you think that's physically right, or you think that's physically okay, well, I'm not in agreement with that. This goes for any race. So, and it goes back to race, because when I say that this wasn't really plastered in media, it wasn't. We heard about this in the early 90s. I barely knew a Woody Allen movie. I'm sorry. I barely knew a movie that he directed. Barely knew a movie that Mia Farrow starred in. I barely knew these actors and actresses. And things that didn't was brought to light back then. A social worker in New York was like, when I say the wealth in America can really get off of shit, a social worker in New York that was covering this case got fired, took it to court, got rehired in back pay. Wealth is a big thing in this country, especially for the 1 percenters of this country and stuff. You can cover up a lot of shit, but you have enough power to cover up a lot of stuff. I mean, it does go back to race a little bit as well, because when you're a white person and you are a little bit more susceptible to that community or acceptable. I mean, this man was praised for the next 20 years after this. Mind you, he did marry his 27-year-old girlfriend that was adopted by his ex-girlfriend, Mia Farrow, which he had sexual relations with her when she was in high school. A vulnerable girl that was from Korea, adopted at an older age. And it's sick to see people, the men and the women of this world, that will attack the vulnerable. You can attack the child in high school, an adolescent male that, shit, his balls haven't dropped yet, but he is, you know, he's got morning wood like the lumberjack yard. And his vulnerability is maybe he's not good in relationships. He's a shy child. And the teacher sees that as an opportunity. The woman teacher, even the male teacher. Not even in, well, I bring up high school because there were cases in high school that this happened, or certain schools that this happened, right? You see these humans attack the vulnerability within somebody, and it's very unnatural. And bottom line is, I ask the audience to be aware. Just be aware of what's going on or your goings on. Like, if you're a mother in a co-parenting relationship and you bring a new date around your children, just be more aware. If you're a father, vice versa, be more aware. Be more aware of that stepfather in your children's life. Be more aware of the people around your children. I just stress that enough. It all starts at the foundation. When you're building a house, you start it from bricks. Well, when you're building this child and you're bringing them up through adolescence, and to ensure that they're going to be productive in this society, and you can't ensure that they don't have issues, because we all have issues. I bring up my childhood because I know I'm fucked up. I know I've done a lot of shit, and I'm not here to, what is these young kids say, clout chase, or act like I'm a thug or a gangster just because I've been through a rough gangster life, or whatever the case may be, or you think that's gangster. If you really think that's gangster at 5 years old for a SWAT team to come through your house while you asleep, there's fucking problems with y'all out there. You know what I'm saying? I bring up things to just kind of compare and contrast. And I just strongly agree we need to be aware. We need to be aware. And for the caseworkers or the child services of this country in general, I feel there should be better laws with that. I mean, they're not really ahead on things. I think if you load a caseworker with 800 cases, they're not going to be looking through all cases thoroughly. And that's why we have the I believe Daniel Hernandez, or there was this young child in California recently in the news that was abused in his home by his mother and his mother's boyfriend, and it was a major case. I'm sorry, I don't know his name fully, but he was a young kid of 7 or 8, and the caseworkers said they went through the case, but they didn't really fully investigate. See what I'm saying? It's a slippery slope in this country, but we as the American citizens looking on the outside just got to be more aware. What you got to say, Ray?
Well, I like that, man. Being aware and raising awareness to this issue of pedophilia and molestation. It is a big, big issue, and just to kind of reiterate what El was saying, man, you know, with how it affects these people, you know, because really, you know, especially, you know, when they were younger, didn't know how to react, you know, but, they, you know, they're traumatized, most of them are, if not all of them, you know, and I want to touch on how this country chooses to deal with it, right? Like I said, it's very, very underlying. Don't say nothing. Cover it up. And, you know, if you're like a, you know, with the situation with R. Kelly, it took a while. To me, it took longer than it probably should. You know, he should have got locked up as soon as, you know, people found out that he married Aaliyah. That should have been it right there for him. But I don't know how that slid, but it did. And then obviously the sex tape, it was like, come on, man, like, bro, you're doing the most now, bro. And why would you videotape something like that? You know, why would you videotape something like that? I don't know the lady, what she would do. I don't know if she was on that documentary show. Was that, was the lady on the documentary show or whatever? Or that, you know, that he made the yeah. Ain't no telling. Let's see if she got it. Oh, yeah. I don't know. You know, like I wouldn't be surprised if she got affected, you know, by that experience, you know, possibility, you know, although, you know, and then let's dive into this. People are like, oh, well, you know, she's a teenager and she knew what she was doing and all this, whatever. What I had to say about that is let me speak to the ladies. Ladies, check this out. It could have been a possibility that you had relations or you know, had a relationship, you know, nothing like that experience, but you had a relationship with an older guy. A lot of you ladies, I sense that you think that is cute, right? You in high school and you with a fucking 30-year-old. And, you know, you can handle yourself and you think you're grown and, you know, all this or whatever. To me, that's underestimating an adult, right? An adult should be like, little girl, first of all, he shouldn't even be near you like that, you know, or approaching you. It's another thing, you know, it depends on, you know, if he's a teacher, if he's a relative, whatever. But approaching you and trying to get at you like that, he shouldn't be. He should be like, little girl, you should be in school and handling your business. Being a fucking adult, right? And looking out for kids. You know, yes, a teenager is a kid too. And no, instead, you guys is messing around and you think that it's cute. Don't underestimate that guy. He's a grown-ass man. He knows exactly what he's doing. I don't care what you think about the guy or whatever. He is a grown-ass fucking man. He knows exactly what the fuck he's doing. He's taking advantage of someone whom he thinks is vulnerable. So, you know, I can understand if, and I think California changed that law or whatever, but that could be a little understanding if, like, you know, he's, like, still young, you know, maybe early 20s or late teens, and, you know, the chick is, like, 17, 18, whatever. But this motherfucker's well in his 30s, 40s, Lord, 50s, and he's with a freaking little high school girl. Come on now, that's too much. And you guys think that is cute. Stop that. Stop underestimating that guy. And what I got to say about the fellas is you may say, oh, well, you know, girls in other cultures or whatever, they got kids and they got families and all that. That still don't make it right. You know what I'm saying? Like, that ain't right. This, something ain't right with that. That's crazy. No, that don't make it right no matter what. I don't give a damn what country they're in. You know what I'm saying? So, bro, you're taking full advantage of that girl. Seriously. So stop it. You know what? I don't want to sound like I'm preaching, but hell. Somebody got to say it. You know? Shit ain't cool. Why? Because at the end of the day, it fucks people's heads up. It does. It fucks with them. They ain't right sense because you have traumatized them. So let's get on to other American issues. And it may not be specifically America, but Haiti, right? Haiti is going through some shit right now, bro. And L brought it up to my attention the other day. L was just going off, man. He was like, this is going on, that's going on. You know, I know I was told that Haiti is very poor, right? You know, I had a buddy a little while ago, and he was telling me about Haiti, how it was. I had no clue. I didn't know much about Haiti anyhow, you know, 20 years ago. But I do know that from the jump, Haitians been going through struggles. And overall, Haiti just does not get any support. You see other people, and they get support, you know, at least something. Haiti just get, like, they hardly get little to no support, man. And it's like, oh, I thought we were all human beings, and I thought we were all together in unity. Y'all, that's bullshit. It really is. It sounds good, and then it makes you look good, right? Get the fuck out of here, okay? This country is, like, one of the poorest countries. It's really bad, and it's not even that big of a country. It's part of another island, right? It's part of Dominican Republic. It's on the island of Hispania. It's on one freaking island. And then one side is doing all right. And then the other side is just doing really bad. Damn, what's going on? So, yeah, they need some help, man. So, L, update us on what's been going on with in Haiti, bro.
First of all, ça passe. All my my Haitian man, y'all know what that means, man. Shout out to Haiti, man. Port-au-Prince, all the major cities that are over there in Haiti. Shout out to Santo Domingo too. My step family, you know, from Santo Domingo. I'm Puerto Rican myself, so I mean, the Caribbeans have always been, you know, in my heart, you know. Shout out to Jamaica, Cuba, you know, everywhere, man. But poor Haiti, right? Haiti was beautiful about Haiti is, I mean, just how long they have last and how great of a culture they have, just being a small country, right? So Haiti borders Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. So they share an island. And being colonized by the French, but still starting a revolt and a revolution during that time, I think it was late 1800s, after all the slave boats came in, after all the island natives, you know, mixed in, and you know, they had their own culture, they had their own religion, voodoo, and their own Creole, you know, they spoke French. They never wanted to, though. That language was given to them by the French. They had their own communication with each other. Haiti has always been independent because they had their own way of living. And that's what it boils down to now, with a lot of disbeliefs in the president that's there. His term is over, but he's still going to be serving for a couple more months. They just want somebody in fresh and new. This is the bottom line. There's too many kidnappings and too many killings going on, especially in Port-au-Prince. And the man in power right now is just not doing anything about it. They're still a poor country, and Port-au-Prince is still very poor. If you see the way some of the houses are that are upon, built on the hill, on the mountain that's over there, you will see how, you know, poor and unorganized that the government is doing and won't give to the people. With the kidnappings and killings, I mean, the president has the total control of the police and total control of the army. Now, they're not backed by French no more because, of course, the revolution, they took back their country. But America is backing the president, you know, our policies or whatever. We love to stick our nose in shit that we don't understand. Recently, what happened, I mean, there's been a lot of protests. There's been police shooting at protesters and then protesters shooting back. They're tired of the kidnappings. They're tired of the killings. They're tired of the gangs. They just want a new political power in there, too. They, you know, they want their views and their cultures to be expressed as well, and their beliefs. I mean, there was a poor mother in the news in Port-au-Prince where her son was driving a moped. He was a cab driver. He went out for the day. There was protests. He was shot, I believe, by the police. His body was buried secretly by the police, and the mother and the family didn't find out for the next 2 weeks, saying that his body just, they couldn't find his body, which is what the police told the family. Now, in Haiti especially, you know, you have a funeral, you have to see, and you have to be there for the burial. Like, it's a big religious thing that goes about it. You know, a lot of that heritage goes back to our African ancestors that we have. We have a lot of rituals that we do at ceremonial, like the burials and stuff. And it's very sad when a mother asks for their son's body and you say you don't know where it is. And then you bury her son's body without you telling her son. There's a lot of stuff going on, and the protests will continue. When you've been oppressed for so long and then now you're getting oppressed by your own people and government, of course you're going to have a problem with that. Of course. Especially when you don't have the wealth. When you're of poverty and you don't have the wealth, and then you see this now, gangs and the killings and the kidnappings that's going on. I think they said like there was 8 kidnappings in a week or something like that. I forget the statistics. Don't quote me on it. But if you guys really look at it, what's going on over there, I mean, Haiti has suffered earthquakes. They suffered so much oppression to where it's like it's a melting pot. You only boil water to get it fully boiled. Well, they're past boiling point. So, You know, shout out to Haiti, man. Shout out to all my brethren that are over there and stuff. You know, I mean, I personally have a few friends that are from Port-au-Prince, and when they have to go back, you know, they have to hire guns, you know, to escort them everywhere. You know, I mean, it's a country where it's on desperate edge, you know, and we need to be more aware. I believe when we preserve our African heritage, I think that's the number one thing to do in America as well. I mean, when I say our African heritage, because when you go along the Caribbeans, that's what you see, right? You see how the ships came about, and, you know, they stopped in Puerto Rico, they stopped in Dominican Republic, they stopped in Cuba, they stopped in Haiti. Grenada, they stopped in St. Lucia's, they stopped everywhere in the Caribbeans. That's our African ancestral heritage that comes from it, and our natives that were on that island that was taken from them. When you see all that oppression that we've been just going through since the 1600s, or even before that, come on. Of course, there's going to be rage. It's going to be rage, man. There's going to be rage. And I just think, like, a lot of stuff needs to be done, man. Pick a new political power that they want, a president that they want for the people. And, you know, being a president and you being Haitian yourself, and I'm speaking to the president, I mean, I don't know if you really truly care for your people or not, but, you know, news will tell.
Yeah, like El touched on, man, you know, with the whole African connection, like I said, it stopped. It was that first boat stop in the Caribbean. So you would think they would have even more connection with Africa than anything. I'm talking, Fat Joe kind of touched on it, saying that, well, you know, he made a broad statement, and he's not that well off. Very accurate that Caribbean people, what was it, Caribbean people or Puerto Rican or Latino people are African. You know, it's like, bro, the connections is right there. That first boat stop. And we talking about all these islands here, man. The connection is there. Where the fuck is the support at, y'all? Fuck all this. Oh, y'all doing y'all and y'all doing them and all that. Fuck that, man. These people, this country is struggling, man. The government is struggling. You know, help a brother out. Seriously, man. It ain't even right. So, that's Haiti. Any more American issues that we can come up with, L? Yeah. Oh, man. You know what? I think we got some issues with the legal system. We got some issues with education. But the legal system, man, like, it needs some updating. And then also, there's people who bring it real personal. There's a lot of little personal stuff going on, power struggles and money involved. It's so corrupted. It would be nice if there were some changes, but, you know, that probably ain't gonna happen, you know. So I guess wishful thinking. But, you know, when I think of the legal system, I'm thinking about too, like, how the government is involved in people's personal lives, like divorces and marriages and, you know, child support and all that or whatever. It's like real personal, right? Uncle Sam is right there collecting. So, you know, it would be nice if child support, I think, you know, I don't even have any kids, but child support, man, I just hear these stories and all that, you know, the money that they taking out of these people's checks, man, it's like, it's ridiculous, bro. It's like, wow, you know, you would think that the process of that will be a little bit better and make more sense. You know, it needs to be some changes, you know. You know, you get to speculate, like, why do they pay so much money, and why does the recipient need so much money? So, you know, you get to getting into all of that kinds of stuff, man. It gets even more complicated. But it's like, I do understand deadbeats. They're out there. But then those who are there, it's like, damn, why are they suffering when they're already there, you know? So, you know, but like I said, when the law gets involved into it, Uncle Sam gets involved into it, it just turns into a whole big controversial mess, right? So, I don't know, you know. just a little bit of awareness there. Definitely awareness to Haiti and awareness to our youth, man. You know, stop abusing them. Look out for them. Mentor them. Don't abuse them. Come on now, y'all. And you wonder why, you know, people, you know, the next generation ain't where you expect for them to be. Well, hell, you fucking their heads up. So, you know, maybe you got something to do with that. You know, stop abusing them. You know, and I'm not speaking to everyone. I'm just saying those who are, you know, like, come on now, man. Also, like, if we wanted, I like to kind of use my examples and my analogies with music, you know, particularly hip hop. I mean, you look at it, you look at hip hop right now, man, and not to put it down too much, because I do like some of the acts that are in hip hop right now, nowadays. But it's like some of those cats, it's like, what the fuck? You know, like, yeah, what am I listening right now? This is crazy right now. I don't have blame them. You know what? They need mentorship. They really do. They need to be brought up better. And it's kind of the music is a reflection on our society, right? If you look at pop culture, if you look at the hip hop that you listen to right now, man, it's like, it's kind of messy, right? Or it's, you know, the talent ain't there, the passion ain't there, whatever it is. It's not there. You know, these short ass songs, that's crazy. Where's the patience at? Where's the perseverance? Where's the passion? So those are some things I'm pointing out with some of the issues that I see and that I hear in our music and within our popular culture. So, you know, that's pretty much all we got for y'all. And y'all, hey, always remember, speak your mind, y'all. This is Ray Will. We got Ellen in the house. Thank y'all for listening. Keep on listening to us, y'all. It's freedom of mind, y'all.